The Spin Home on this Tuesday afternoon right here on WLR with myself, John Keane. And it gives me great pleasure to welcome into the studio Moncrief. How are you, my friend?
I'm not too bad, John. How are you getting on?
I'm delighted to firstly get to meet you in person. We've had a few chats before over time, but here you are in WLR. And it's great, firstly, for you to have you here and also to have you back in Waterford. You're a busy man.
Yeah, honestly, it's great to obviously put a face to the name as well. And it's great to be back here and in the brand new Studio One.
It's nice, isn't it?
No less. No, yeah, very, very plush, very fancy. But yeah, it's great to be back home.
And listen, tell me, you know, you've been so busy over the last little while. The first thing people have been saying to you, they've been giving you recommendations of what to do when you're here in Waterford and where to go.
Exactly, yeah. just trying to put the list down. There's so many amazing spots to go to when you're home. Like, it's just, as long as you have a car, you're pretty much grand.
That's it.
If you don't have a car, you're struggling. Like.
You are struggling, yeah. There's a lot of walking involved, but with the car, you're fine.
Yeah.
Listen, firstly, congratulations to date on your success. It's been absolutely amazing. We love playing you here in WLR, and I think across the country and across everywhere, people are really getting behind you and have gotten behind you for the last while. But over the last number of, give me the right date in this, the last number of weeks, you've been releasing like 9 singles, but just for the fans. And these 9 singles will not be on the new album.
No.
So tell me about this.
Yeah, it was just an idea that I had in my mind. I've been working on this album, my debut album, for like, I'd say around 7 months. And while I was working on it, there's so many tracks that like deserve to be, have their story kind of told. They might not fit on this specific story with this album, but there's just so many stories that haven't kind of really been told. I've written like over sort of 500 songs, and I just had this idea that, sure, why not just give them to people and show them off, because otherwise they're going to just stay there. So I had this idea to release a song every 2 weeks from mid-November all the way to March, and just build that story, and it became the self-care mixtape. And yeah, a really, really challenging thing, but a really rewarding thing at the same time.
I could imagine how challenging it is to put it on, but as you say, like all the songs that you've written, as you say right now, are not going to be on this album. Is this something way, way down the line that you could be revisiting and saying, you know what, all those years ago, and now I'm putting them out? Because this is a fan's dream, what you're doing.
Yeah.
You're saying, you know, a fan can get their hands on music that's not going to be on general release or with that album, and they can get it. But I mean, I think it's a great idea to promote what you do before the album comes out itself, and to promote that even further. Obviously the gigs are coming up. Tell me about all the different gigs that are coming up.
We have 4 shows coming up in May, which I'm really looking forward to, like my biggest shows that I've kind of played yet. Playing King's John's Castle in Limerick on the Sunday bank holiday, playing in Sligo, playing in the Olympia in Dublin, and then doing my biggest show in London that week. So yeah, it's just in the preparation part, but I'm very excited, but it's hard to kind of get your head around it before it happens, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, very, very special. And that would be just a tour to commemorate like releasing this mixtape before this album comes out. So yeah.
And listen, look, I mean, you're at this game now a number of years at this stage. Like, I mean, when you started off, how many years ago are we talking about at this stage, when you started doing that bit of writing first and putting pen to paper and stuff?
Oh, I'd say when I first started making songs, and like seriously, we're talking about 8 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. But then I didn't release a song. My first song didn't come until 2018. So it's time. It takes time. But it's rewarding if you stick at it.
An overnight success in, you know, in 8 to 10, 12 years.
Exactly.
But I mean, the beauty of it is that, you know how tough it is for all, you know, for everybody in the industry to get going. You know how tough it is for people to get going in Waterford, and they're just behind you in their droves. You know, no matter where you go, no matter where you are, you have a huge fan base that is there, which is pretty amazing.
Oh, honestly, like any time I come home, I mainly come home at Christmas time. I spend some time at home and see my mates and see everybody. But any time I come home, like the love and the support from people in Waterford and around the southeast honestly blows me away. And I just want to kind of give, I'm building up to give something back in a major way, which is coming. It's going to happen, but it's taking a bit of time and work. But I want to have a moment where everybody can, we can kind of pull that in together, because be a dream come true to come back and give that love back as well.
Yeah, I'm not even going to tempt fate, so I'm not going to ask you. Not even give me.
But it's
so
working.
We'll wait for that one. I mean, these gigs that come, the Olympia, fantastic venue. I'm sure you've been there many times before. You've seen different people. It's a wonderful venue.
Yeah.
You know, place of that, nice to say, in London. But after that, then, you know, the plans must be just huge for you, are they?
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, the album's going to come out this year.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God. About time. But the album's going to come out towards the end of the year, hopefully, and follow that up with a tour and just try to get as far. I know we're going to the States in towards the end of the year. We'll be playing around Boston, New York, LA. We're also going to be going to Australia. But yeah, I'm just really looking forward to finally, every artist wants to put out an album and have that record to show what they've done and be proud of it. So I think there'll be the time before you've put out your first album, and there'll be the time after you put out your first album. You know, it's not going to be the same.
But I mean, look, as you say, 500 songs that you've written so far.
Yeah.
You're not short of material for the next album or the next album.
Well,
next
you say
album.
That. You know. There's a lot of bad songs in there.
There's never a bad song.
I can show you a few, trust me.
I love it.
I can show you a few.
But I mean, no, the fact that you've put that amount of work into it. Like, we know what it is, you know how tough it is to sit down and get into that headspace and write the song and put the music to, do all the different things that you have to do. It is a tough business, it's a tough industry. But to have that kind of, even if you say to yourself, okay, I'll put away 100 of those and I'll work on 400 of those, now I'll put away 100, you have just a lot of material that you're obviously going to continue writing and writing and writing.
I think it's more so, like, writing songs is more, for me, an exercise of kind of checking in with myself and kind of contextualizing things that are kind of happening in my life, you know. And I think that's why I get a bit anxious when I haven't been writing for a while, when you're on tour and you're doing bits, because being able to see it written down and hear it kind of puts the different events in your life into perspective a bit. But yeah, so I think that's the reason why so many have kind of come out. But it's, for me, it's like, I mean, I kind of take inspiration from people that work so hard and write so many songs, and I think you're only as good as the last song you've written, really.
Well, a two-parter question. Who did you look up to? Who inspired you when you were younger?
When I was younger, Maverick Sabre, actually, funnily enough. Like, Maverick Sabre, I always say this, like, I discovered him when I was like 16, and he was one of the first artists, especially from the Southeast as well, to make real music and was making real waves in the music world internationally. He was a really big influence just as a person, and I've been lucky enough to kind of become good friends with him now, and we've gone to each other's shows and hung out and stuff. Apart from that, like, just people like Adele, like huge artists that have big stories and big songs.
They were
two of those people are really big for me growing up, yeah.
And the second part of that, a lot of people listening to the show today and a lot of your fans who are younger, who are obviously, you're inspiring those people.
Yeah.
You know, what words of wisdom would you pass on to them?
I guess, like, just find what you love to do. And that's easier said than done, isn't it? Like, to find out what you love doing and then just do it as much as you can, and eventually, like, there's somebody out there that will always pay for that or whatever, or find a way to want that kind of skill from you. In regards to music, I think the real success in anything is just doing it and is saying that you're doing it. And when you're in it, it's not about the result, it's about what you're actually doing. And if you're spending time making music or whatever it is, and you're pursuing that passion, that is the success in itself.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Look, it's a pleasure to talk to you. I mean, you know, we've got the... You're kind of going to give us a bit of an exclusive on a single.
Yeah.
That's coming in.
First radio play of it in a couple of seconds.
Before we get to that and play it, how can the fans and how can people who are listening in today who are becoming fans, how can they find these other tracks that you've been releasing?
Anywhere, really. You can get them on anywhere you use your phone, just on Spotify, on YouTube, wherever you want to binge them, get on them. Self-Care Mixtape.
And following you, tell us all the
different
places.
Crack, all over Instagram, TikTok, all the bits. Just hit me up.
Excellent. Yeah. I can't wait to be here and hear the news for whenever it happens. As I say, we'll get to that at some stage in the future. The new album coming out later on, the first new album coming out later on in the year. We're also looking forward to that. Tell me about this single. What is it called?
It's called The Sun's Shining Somewhere. And it was written, it's quite an upbeat track, but it was written in a kind of dark place. And I think it's mainly just to know, no matter where you're at, that like good times are there. And that's why dark spells are there as well. You have to go through them all, and you deserve to be loved, and always look for where the sun's going to shine. So yeah.
Well, listen, fair play to you. It's been a pleasure finally get to meet you. You got to officially open up the new studio.
I did.
Which you were really proud of. But I'm now going to get you to officially say, introduce yourself and introduce this new track exclusive to WLR.
What's the crack? It's Moncrief here in Studio One in WLR FM, and this is my brand new single, The Sun's Shining Somewhere.